So RNZ-er Ellie J, she works on the First Up team, but when she has downtime, listens to podcasts for us. She joins me now. Hi.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
Good. How's lockdown life, Ellie J?
It's not too bad, actually. It's all right at the moment. And being out and about and trying out some fresh podcasts for my daily walk as well. But I was thinking, a friend of mine has also been sending me images from a live stream she's watching of a watering hole. And the other day she could see a family of elephants coming up and little baby ones having a drink as well. So I'll have to send you a link for that too.
Yeah, please do.
It was amazing. Yeah.
How are your friends and family back in the UK?
I think okay. They've got at least another 3 weeks of lockdown there too. And I think they've been locked down a little bit longer than us as well. So, but they're coming into springtime. So again, I'm seeing lots of photos from them of their walks with trees in blossom and all kinds of stuff. And so it's a rough time though.
Yeah, London would be beautiful around now. Tell us what you've been listening to then. I Weigh with Jamila Jamil. She's a sort of a slightly divisive character, this one. Great actor, one of the stars of The Good Place.
Yes. And she also presents Next in Fashion on Netflix as well, which is amazing. I know this isn't the TV review, but it is a great program too.
What's it called?
Next in Fashion. So it's basically, Project Runway, but kind of revamped. And it's fab. I really liked it. But she's been doing, over the past few years, she launched I Weigh kind of as a movement, and a social account on Instagram and a web page as well. But she started off doing it kind of calling out a lot of celebrities for promoting things like skinny teas and diet products and things like that that aren't FDA approved, aren't safe, and also is kind of lying mainly to women about the fact that these celebrities have chefs, personal trainers, all these people to help, and yet they're taking money to promote these potentially harmful products. So she started campaigns about that too. Lots of these have now been banned from stores or have an age limit on them, like with alcohol as well, so you can't buy them. So that kind of became a movement. And then I Weigh on Instagram is about celebrating and encouraging people to post the things that they're made up of, sort of aside from their weight. So just looking today, one person has posted saying, I Weigh being a writer, being a domestic abuse survivor, being brave, determined, empathetic, a warrior, a mum, all of these kind of things. So that's, yeah, a bit of a brief summary of what's led up to it. But now what she's done is this new podcast. So in this, she's kind of challenging society and status quo, she says, their definition of worth through weight. And I was listening to the first one where she's talking to Beanie Feldstein as well, the American actress. So I don't know, have you seen Booksmart and Ladybird as well? I love that film, and I love Beanie Feldstein. So it was really cool to listen to. And it goes on, it's about an hour, and they go through lots of different topics, positive, negative. They talk about shame and love and female friendships and how they're presented in film and that kind of thing as well. And they also talk about the way people are talking about weight, the clothes that we're offered, and the words and phrases that we use habitually. So Beanie talks about friends using phrases like, oh, clothes just hang off them. It looks like to mean they look good, and the kind of damaging language that we use without kind of thinking about it, and this pervasive idea of weight and worth being linked as well. So it was really cool. It was a great episode. Like, I loved listening to Beanie because she's so positive and kind of unashamedly proud of herself, which is really nice to hear, because she's great at what she does, and she kind of owns that she's really good, and says, I love doing it. I love acting. This is where I feel joyful and comfortable. So I would definitely recommend it. Next up, she's talking to Vivek H. Murphy, who's the former UK Surgeon General, about navigating stress and loneliness. So that sounds pretty cool. And then the most recent one she's done is with Reese Witherspoon, that only came out yesterday. So I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
Great. Just cool, smart, talented women talking about stuff that affects women in 2020, huh?
Exactly. But for everyone, not just for women.
That's called I Weigh, W-E-I-G-H, with Jamila Jamil. You have a podcast from a London food critic I'm really keen on, Jay Rayner. It's called Out for Lunch.
Oh, he's great. I really like Jay Rayner. And he's. I think the whole podcast is, it's basically an excuse for him to go out for lunch with various famous people, like for tasty food and a chat. So going through them, he's gone out with Nadia Hussein, who was the Bake Off, Great British Bake Off winner, now broadcaster, chef as well, and comedians, Russell T. Davis too. So the last one I listened to, though, was with Guy Garvey from Elbow, who is just so lovely. And I was a little bit nervous because he's like my sort of just lovely secret crush.
Great.
Such a nice man.
LAJ, is Elbow a band, is it?
It is, yes. Sorry, I should have started with that.
No, most people would know. I'm just for people as uncool as me. I thought I'd lock it down. Yeah.
I'm now just thinking I shouldn't have said that out loud, but he totally is. He seems like such a nice man, and they're from last year, so they're still allowed to go out and about and be having lunch, and it kind of guides you through their discussion. So in this one, they go to St. John's in East London, which is a restaurant where they, in the UK, they started the kind of trend of nose-to-tail eating, like using everything of an animal if you're going to kill it to kind of take all of the bits. So they have bone marrow on toast and sheep's brains and things like that. And you hear them ordering. So you hear them it being explained to them. There's a little bit, the occasional bit of sort of munching and crackling being eaten. And I don't really mind hearing other people eat, but I know that some people can't stand it at all. So if that's you, I wouldn't recommend this. But he uses it as a nice way to kind of punctuate the discussion. And Guy Garvey is really honest and open and down to earth. So he talks about Elbow won a Mercury Prize, and it was they'd been around for quite a while and been runners up for it a few times, and the time they actually won it. And he speaks about being on the train back to Manchester, checking his voicemails from all his friends in the morning, and also different tracks and how they worked through them. He recorded part of an album whilst he was abroad, whilst his father was dying, and it was the same time as his son was taking his first steps. So he kind of narrates his life through his songs and also through the food they're eating. So this was an hour long as well, but I easily could have listened to more. And it's, yeah, all just an excuse for a good conversation and tasty food. And I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, I love all those UK food critics, but Jay is the one who has, I think, most successfully turned it into a bit of a living. It has a live show. Kevin did the live show in New Zealand a couple of years ago, and now the podcast. So, yeah, he's expanding his food empire. What else do you have for us?
Another one that one of my best friends recommended it to me, and it took me a couple of days to kind of gear up to it, because the title is This Podcast Will Kill You. And the way she explained it was it's all about various diseases and what happens to you and that kind of thing. And I thought, oh, God, is this going to be a little bit intense to listen to right now?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say earlier in the show. Like, aren't we better not thinking and worrying about all the things that could happen to us?
Exactly. That's exactly how I approached it. And then I thought, okay, all right, I'll give it a whirl. But it's two women. One's an ecologist and one's an epidemiologist. And each week they take a different disease and look at the biology and the history of it. And they say how scared you need to be. So again, I was still very apprehensive. But it's really upbeat. It's really interesting. And each week they make a themed cocktail for each episode. So I was listening to one on scurvy, and they had the vitamin C legs, and they also have a recipe for what they call placeboritas, who are the people who have the alcohol-free versions as well. But it's nowhere near as macabre as it sounds, and it was really, really interesting. So they've done about 10 episodes on coronavirus, but at the moment I'm feeling a little oversaturated. So I scrolled back and I went for the scurvy episode, as well. But I'm a lover of quiz shows and weird facts, and it felt like they were teaching you so many new facts and so many interesting bits of the history of scurvy. So they explain vitamins first off, and how they're things that we need but can't produce ourselves. And apparently there are only very few animals that don't produce vitamin C naturally. So we're one of them, and primates, guinea pigs and capybara as well can't do it, but loads of other animals produce it. So you don't have to worry about like cats and dogs getting a vitamin C intake, because they just produce it naturally anyway. But then they go through this, the whole history of sailors and scurvy on ships, and why people started travelling more on ships and where that came from, why they didn't find a cure for it for such a long time. They say apparently the cure was discovered by ancient Egyptians, but disproved and then proved again, and then lost and then found again. So that's why we see kind of scurvy prevalent for such a long time. But it was, yeah, really cool, very interesting. And I'm looking forward to listening to more of them as well, and maybe trying some of the cocktails too.
Great, great, great. Okay, you got one more for us, Ellie J?
One more last one. That was Gold Digger by Jenna Kutcher, who's a self-made photography millionaire, she calls herself, an American business lady. So in this podcast, she's talking about sharing tips and hacks that she used to become a millionaire. So I'm not an entrepreneur or business owner or millionaire, but I found this one.
No, you're the opposite. You're a journalist.
Exactly. But this was like, I thought, I'm going for more walks. I'll try out something fresh. And she usually tends to talk to successful women and business women. And in the episode I listened to, she was having a really interesting discussion with her friend David Hollis, who's the COO of the Hollis Company, which his wife founded. But it piqued my interest because the title of the episode was What's It Like to Be Married to a Successful Woman? So he's talking about how he was quite high up at Disney, and then he moved to join his wife's company. And he's talking about kind of how he struggled to fit in and also struggled with his ego. So he says when he first left his job and joined the company, he said, okay, I'm going to join, but I want to be CEO. I want that to be my title. And his wife said, yep, okay. And then he says 2 years later, he was looking back and went, I can't believe I did that. Like, she built this company up from absolutely nothing, slaved over it, grown it right from the bottom. And my need for a title meant that I came in and went, I'm going to be CEO, or I'm not going to be in. So it was a good listen. It was something different. And also, I think maybe a little bit long. It was just over an hour, but it was a good hour of sort of business related chat, and interesting to hear it from his point of view.
Okay, can I throw a couple of pieces of audience feedback at you, Ellie?
Oh, yeah.
Someone says, Totoko, Guy Garvey from Elbow has also been my secret crush since about 2009, and I've never heard anyone else say it, so there.
Yes, couldn't agree more.
And Tessa says she's confused because she's been watching Next in Fashion, and she says the presenter on her version is Alexa Chung, who you would know as well.
Oh, my God, it is. She's very right.
Oh, great, fact-checked.
Yes, fact-checked and absolutely
okay.
Correct.
Sorry, great, great, great.
Still a great show.
Yeah, excellent. Good endorsement. That's why you're our podcast reviewer and not TV reviewer, Ellie. Nice to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Cheers, Jesse.
Cheers, Ellie J on podcasts. That last one was called Goal Digger, not Gold Digger. So just in case you had trouble picking that up with this for the phone line, Goal Digger. The podcast on how to be a millionaire, basically. This podcast Will Kill You is the one about diseases. Out for Lunch with Jay Rayner is the food critic talking to famous people. And that first one was I Weigh, Weigh, with Jamila Jamil.